91X News.
It's 3 degrees and sunny. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. Presqu'ile Provincial Park is preparing for their Warblers and Whimbrels weekend on May 19th and 20th. They recently had another successful migration showcase at their annual Waterfowl Festival on the weekend of March 17th. The Friends of Presqu'ile also hosted a barbecue that sold out. Lisa McPherson is the temporary Natural Heritage Education Leader at Presqu'ile Provincial Park and was involved in the educational events for kids at the Nature Center.
They got duck bracelets to see what kind of ducks they were. We made duck hats. We had coloring sheets. You can make stamps. Tons of different things like that.
She says that they had more visitors but fewer birds than last year, mostly caused by the wind and early ice melting. Jurors in the case of a man accused of first-degree murder in the death of Victoria Stafford are getting a first-hand look at the farmer's field where the 8-year-old was killed. They are at the scene southeast of Mount Forest, Ontario, where the judge says he hopes the jurors can get a better understanding of the evidence. Members of the media will be allowed to view the same area once the jury has left. A new study suggests first-time users of drugs used to treat osteoporosis may be at an increased risk for developing eye infections. The authors of the study suggest doctors should alert new users of the drugs to the warning signs of the infections, which can lead to permanent eye damage if they are not treated. The work, by researchers from the University of British Columbia, is published in this week's issue of the Canadian Medical Association Journal. The authors note that these people there are possible adverse reactions aren't typically noted on the warning labels, but people who are starting to use these drugs need to know the symptoms and seek help if they are to develop. Canada's leading general medical journal is calling for a graduated licensing system for the country's seniors. An editorial in the Canadian Medical Association Journal says some seniors keep driving despite substantial physical or mental deterioration. Author Donald Rettelmeyer says healthy seniors would be able to get exemptions from their doctors to regain all driving privileges.
The big point of our article is to reframe the clinical interaction. Put it in a positive light, specifically as physicians endorsing a full driver's license.
Doctors in most provinces are currently supposed to flag drivers with medical issues, which would make them a hazard to the roads. The author of a new study says the impact of lifestyle choices on our health is astounding. The study found smoking, alcohol, poor diet, lack of physical activity, and stress are costing Ontario residents more than 7 years of their lives. Researchers found 60% of all deaths can be blamed on those 5 unhealthy habits. Doug Manuel says if we make one change, like smoking less or being more physically active collectively, we would be significantly healthier and live much longer. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero of 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls host the Ottawa 67s tonight at the Yardman. This is the most important game of the season for the Bulls, and the 67s have the chance to wrap up the series. The Bulls are looking to bounce back after falling in Game 5 Friday night in Ottawa. Ottawa has all the momentum, and the Bulls need Malcolm Subban to play his best game as a Bull in front of the hometown faithful. Shutting down the OHL leading scorer Tyler Toffoli has to be a must. Toffoli and teammate Shane Prince have 7 points each in the series. Prince is coming off a 2-goal performance last game. The NHL awards were just given out. Philadelphia Flyers winger Wayne Simmonds, Boston Bruins defenseman Zdeno Chara, and Phoenix Coyotes goalie Mike Smith were all named the NHL's 3 Stars of the Week on Monday. Simmonds was the top star with 5 goals and 1 assist in 4 games, helping the Flyers move within 1 point of the Pittsburgh Penguins for the 4th seed and home ice advantage in the Eastern Conference. In the first season with the Philadelphia, the 23-year-old has established a career-high in goals of 27 in 79 games. Chara captured the second star after recording 7 assists as the Bruins clinched their 3rd Northeast Division title in the last 4 seasons and the 2nd seed in the Eastern Conference. Mike Smith had 2 shutouts and 2 starts as the Coyotes won both of their games to remain in the hunt for the Pacific Division title. The 30-year-old goalie made a combined 82 saves and hasn't allowed a goal in 139 minutes and 59 seconds, dating all the way back to March 24th. Remember to send us all your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Bolger from 91x Weather.
Today it's going to be sunny with a high of 11 degrees. Tonight, clearing and a low of minus 3. And Tuesday, expect more sun, but with increasing cloudiness in the afternoon and a 60% chance of showers late in the evening and a high of 7. Right now, it's 3 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.